This is K5WRW activating the Skywarn net control. This is WX5 AMA. This is a directed net with WX5 AMA as net control. The net will remain activated until NWSM radar feels the need for the net is no longer needed. The net will begin in communications code green. This means all and any stations that want to check in for the net, please do so at this time. WX5 AMA. WS5R, somebody else was in there, didn't get the call sign completely, and I got Brian up there, KD5VIU. Anybody else?
I don't know where you heard Ben, but I didn't hear him.
Here?
He must have doubled. Okay, KD5VYP.
You in there, doubling, making all the problems. I'll blame you again. Okay, I've got you on the net.
I'm southbound 385, trying to get on the other side of this thing, down around Hereford. And looking at that, I should be able to do it. So I'll be in there. WS5R, got to take a phone call.
Looks like I'm tracking on Abrams 2, WX5 AMA. AMA, how far north are you going?
Who are you talking to? You cut yourself off.
Yeah, I tend to do that. It was you. Seeing how far north are you going?
Not very far. I'm just going up Broadway a little ways.
And Brian, I know where you're at, so you got a while before anything heads out your way.
Standing by, K5VIU Mobile.
The area concern right now is going to be over in Desmond County. Let's see if I can get some people lined up between Vega and Hereford, and as these storms track east, we'll just proceed with them. WX5 AMA. Again, as be advised, the severe thunderstorm warning for Desmond County has been extended until 4:45. WX5 AMA. K5ZRT, WX5 AMA. KE5ZRT, WX5 AMA.
KE5ZRT, go ahead.
Have you made it to Vega yet?
Not quite. Is the system crossing 385 yet?
But it is not crossing 385 yet. The storm that was north of Adrian's kind of shooting north and doesn't show very much intensity. The big one we're still wanting to watch is the one that's west of 385, northwest of Hereford.
Very fast, Chris. It's still a ways west over here, so I don't know if you're going to be able to make it down this far south without getting some hail. But it's not going anywhere very quick, WS5R.
Yeah, I debated whether or not to take Highway 60. I think I should have. Whit, do you have instructions for me? You want me to take the north system or the south system?
That call is up to you. The north one doesn't look like it's going to do anything. The more area of concern is the one south. Get both you guys on that one. And you probably can make it down from Vega to Hereford in time before it crosses. It's just barely touching it right now.
Roger, that's still my plan then. Wish me luck, KE5ZRD.
May the force be with you, WX5 AMA. AMA, Ben and Chris, be advised that storm you guys are looking at is starting to turn more to an easterly direction, WX5 AMA.
Roger, KE5ZRD.
5R. We do have a pretty pronounced lowering on it. I'll watch it a while, see if I see any rotation in it, but it's probably 15 to the northwest of Hereford right now.
Reports come in, and a few other chaser reports come in of a non-rotating wall cloud. So keep your eyes on that one. WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA net control for the Amarillo National Weather Service Sky and Warn net has been activated for severe weather in our area. Any spotters want to check in that have not done so, please do so now. Area of concern right now is northwest of Hereford, southwest of Vega. WX5 AMA.
WX5 AMA, KC5 ZRT.
Thing a tornado. We got rotating dust on the ground, but I don't see anything connecting.
Roger, roger, roger.
2258, 1/2 mile south of 60, and it's about a half mile in front of me.
The service heard you, WX5 AMA. As be advised, they're going to issue a tornado warning for that system. As soon as I know, I'll let you know which counties are included. WX5 AMA.
Has quit rotating, but I'm dusted in now.
It's moving almost due east, so going up on 60 may take you into the middle of it. So you may see if you can find a way to cut a little more due east. Anyway, drive as needed. WX5 AMA. Advisors are going to issue the tornado warning on this one. It's going to include the current severe thunderstorm warning in probably southern Randall County. I do not know if it's going to cover Canyon or Umbarger this time. I will advise. WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA, be advised, this tornado warning is going to include southern Randall County, include the cities of Umbarger and Buffalo Lake. Not Canyon at this time. Tornado warning, southern Randall County, includes the city of Umbarger, Don, Hereford, on that Highway 60 corridor, does not include Canyon. WX5 AMA.
AMA, WS5R.
Bar, go ahead.
I jumped south on 2258. Heading south, I did encounter a bit of quarter-size hail.
And we're going to go ahead and bump up the condition red on the net. Condition red on the net, WX5 AMA. This is WX5 AMA, net control for the Amarillo National Weather Service. Sky and Warren net has been activated for severe weather in our area. We're currently in condition red. Tornado warning for southwest Randall County, including in Desmith County, including Hereford, Don, and Umbarger. Looks like the area of interest has crossed Highway 60 at Joel. Condition red, only report life-threatening situations, hail up to 1 inch or larger, 75-mile-per-hour winds, defined and rotating wall clouds, and definitely tornadoes. WX5 AMA.
WX5 event spotter, checking the net.
SVR, this is WX5 AMA. Are you available to spot, and what is your location?
Call sign Victor Kilo 2, Foxtrot Sierra Romeo Victor. Currently Farm Road 1075, about 5 miles to the east of Arnie, Texas.
Copy that. Area of concern right now is Hereford on Highway 16 between Hereford and Umbarger. And I didn't catch exactly where you said you were located at. Can you say that one more time, please?
Okay, station Arnie, Alpha Romeo November Echo Yankee. Currently on Farm Road 1075. That's 1075. I'm currently to the west of Arnie.
Copy that. Stand by. WX5 AMA.
AMA, WS5R.
Go ahead.
I'm southbound 385 to Dimmitt. Going to make a left turn and come up from Julia on the south side of this.
Good. Just be advised that the Amarillo National Weather Service area ends at the southern Randall line, so just be advised of that. WX5 AMA.
There's no way I could get back through it looking at it.
5 AMA, M5 HPJ.
PJ, go ahead.
Yeah, we've just started a little light rain out here. Winds out east about 6 mile an hour, Roger.
Your location?
We're at Hollywood Road and Salty.
Copy that. Be advised, we are in condition red right now, so it needs to be a little bit more severe. Anything you hail up to an inch or higher, Wind 75 miles per hour, defined wall clouds for tornadoes. WX5 AMA.
I've got a very good view of the entire updraft base. There's no discernible lowings, lowerings as such, or at least any funnels. There is a lowering across the main area of the rotation, but no wedge, no funnels, no tornado that I can see at this time.
Copy that, and are you still over there in Arnie?
5 miles to the east of Arnie now, more towards between Happy and Arnie in that area.
That's good. And please forgive me, but give me your call sign one more time. And you got to remember I'm dyslexic because I'm kind of hard at getting these letters sometimes. So one more time, please.
Victor Kilo 2, Foxtrot, Sierra Romeo Victor.
2, Foxtrot Sierra Romeo Victor, is that correct?
2F SRV, 7 alphanumeric.
2F SRV.
Daniel.
And I may just be hollering for you by Daniel. WX5 AMA. Computer, I'm not getting any information. WX5, or no audio. WX5 AMA. And as be advised, we have a new severe thunderstorm warning for southern Randall County, includes the city of Canyon. It's a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45. WX5 AMA.
2FSRV. Just going to report a funnel at this time. It'll be about north of my position, 3 miles. My current position is Farm Road 1075. I'm 4 miles to the east of Arnie. Funnel has now since dissipated, very short lived.
Daniel, got that. Relaying information, WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA, Net Control for Amarillo National Weather Service. Skywarn Net's been activated for severe weather in the Amarillo area. Areas of concern right now are south of Canyon, northwest of Happy, and also be advised we've got two repeaters out there. If you guys do not already know them, the Canyon repeater is 443.650 with a PL of 88.5. We also have a wayside repeater a little bit further south you might try. And that is 444.575 with the same PL of 88.5. WX5 AMA.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
5 BPA, WX5 AMA, go ahead.
Michelle, I'm down at Hungate Road and I-27 southbound. I'm going to stop at 285. Repeat, I will stop at 285 so I can follow it off to the east. Unless you guys choose differently. KC5 BPA.
285 and I-27. And we'll advise if needed. WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA, BK2, FSRV. Daniel, checking on you. Are you still out there and you're still okay?
Checking in. I've actually shifted a little bit south. I was going to hit the Happy. I've actually gone south on Farm Road 1424, heading basically towards Tulia. We had a new area of sort of rotation, but not very well defined.
Sounds good. Proceed as normal. WX5 AMA.
WX5 AMA, KC5 BPA. I'm still in the rain here at 17 or 1075, so I'm going to take a clue from Ben and head down to Vigo Park. So I'm east of 75 at the moment, about 3 miles east of I-27, heading to Vigo Park.
Sounds good. He may see if he can punch up the wayside repeater. Started getting a little scratchy there towards the end of that transmission. WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA, all stations be advised, a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Randall County is going to be extended to include southern Armstrong County. WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA, be advised that the severe thunderstorm warning being extended to include all of southern Randall County, southern Armstrong County, and once that warning is issued, the tornado warning for southern Randall County will be allowed to expire or canceled. WX5 AMA.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA, permission to contact WS5R.
WX5 AMA.
WS5R, KC5 BPA.
Hey, WS5R.
And be advised, I'll be monitoring VHF Simplex. I'll try to reach you on 5-2, VHF Simplex, KC5 BPA.
Here, I'll switch over.
This is WX5 AMA Net Control for the Amarillo National Weather Service Sky Noir Net. It's been activated for severe weather in our area. Areas of concern right now, southern Randall County and southern Armstrong County. Also, we got some storms coming up in New Mexico. A little concerned of those at this time. We're going to drop it down to condition yellow, so go ahead and call in your location reports as needed. And criteria of hail, 1 inch or bigger, or wind to 50 miles per hour or more. This is WX5 AMA. VK2 SSRV, Daniel, what do you have?
SSRV. I'm currently just south of Tugia, by about 6 miles. Just looks like a large gust front at the moment, but I can't see what's in there at the moment.
Did you say you were south of Tulia or north of Tulia?
South of Tulia, currently on 87. South about 5 miles, 6 miles.
That one's moving southeast if you can't get east of Tulia. And I'm guessing it's the same highway, 86, 87. And kind of see if you can get on the inflow notch on that one. Keep an eye on that one.
Understood, I'll be doing that. Just plain safety.
That's good. And WX5A, Chris, ZRT, are you still out there?
Roger, I'm at Tulia at the Love's gas station.
I got all you guys on that one. Just keep an eye on that one. Report is needed. I want to take a 5-minute break, and I'll be back in a couple of seconds. WX5 AMA.
It seems he didn't call me. I'm across the highway from Chris. Pretty much rain wraps, zero visibility.
BPA is at the intersection of 86 and 2301 with the tracer convergence. WX5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
KC5 KUL standing in for WX5 AMA.
A possible wall cloud that is rotating to my northwest approximately, say, 7 miles. I'm at still the intersection of 86 and 2301.
And I'll relay it to him when he gets back in here.
Chris, Ben, do you see that? Can you see that from where you're at?
Sucked in rain, Alan. I can't see squat.
This is KJ4LKT. I'm on 207 and 3300, just north of, 68. Looking off to my west, and I see it.
Well, thank you.
WX5 AMA back at the radio, and Damon relayed the information from Allen at 86 and 2301 at Lowering. Also, they're kind of concerns about flooding in the Powder State Park. If there's anybody down there monitoring the frequency, if there's any flooding down there, go ahead and report it on the radio. Or if you don't have a radio, you can call in the report at 806-335-1121. This is WX5 AMA.
AMA, WS Bravo.
Bar, go ahead.
Got 1 to 2 inch deep hail on I-27 vicinity mile marker 81.
2 inch deep hail at I-27 mile marker 81. Civics.
And getting slower.
Doubled with you on the last part of that after you told me the mile marker. What was the last part?
It's actually getting deeper. It's almost like driving in winter.
Information, don't slide off. WX5 AMA. IBAR, or W5R, WX5 AMA. What was the hail size, the biggest one that you saw on that?
I'm not seeing anything bigger than dimes. I'm looking at it. And I'm up to about 82, and we saw some 3-inch deep stuff. I'll let you know when I get out of it.
Slot WX5 AMA.
AMA, WS5R.
5R, go ahead.
Stopped over here at 82, and I see a couple quarters laying around, but most of it's dime and under.
WX5 AMA.
AMA, KC5 BPA. WX5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
5 BPA, go ahead.
I think I'm a hint a little further east on 86. That lowering I was looking at earlier is really not nearly as distinguishable as it was earlier. It may be getting caught up in some rain, so I'm going to, it's almost to my north, so I'm going to head east on 86 towards Highway 378 for a little bit.
Sounds good, WX5 AMA.
5 BPA.
WX5 AMA, WS5R.
WS5R, go ahead.
I want to put out a fog advisory, too. I've probably got 100-foot visibility due to fog.
Still on I-27 around mile marker 82?
At 83 here.
100-foot visibility due to fog. WX5 AMA.
AMA, WS5R.
5R, go ahead.
Hail's extending from just south of 81 to mile marker 86. Deepest I saw was about 3 inches, but I did see some 6 and 8 inch drifts.
WX5 AMA.
KE5ZRT.
Hey, Chris.
Just want to add to his report, there are some golf ball here, and we did pass one car with a windshield busted out.
And we'll relay the report. And I'll get an update for you guys in a minute. It looks like everything's heading further down into Lubbock's area. And the stuff coming in on the northwest side of the Panhandle by Dow Hart's probably going to fizzle out around Dumas or Channing. Once I get confirmation on that, I will let you know. Anyway, WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA, all stations be advised. All the activity is moving on south into the Lubbock's Warren area. And our device of the Weather Service, we're going to go ahead and turn off the net for now. The stuff in the northwest Panhandle, if it does happen to pop back up or come warning situation or anything like that, we'll reactivate the net at that time. As now, WX5 AMA, we're going to return the repeater system back to normal operation. K5WRW.
K5ZRT, hit the fog yet, Chris? WS5R.
Roger, I'm happy now.
Just behind me there. Just coming by Humgate Road.
Well, that was pretty fun, Ben. I said that was pretty fun.
There's Alan, KC5BPA, where are you at, WS5R?
WS5R, KC5BPA. I'm about a couple miles south of 86 on 387. I'm headed back to 86 and then headed back into Tulia on 86.
Well, you kind of got the east side of it. Chris and I got the west side of it. Then couldn't get back through it to get back east.
QSL, understand. That thing kind of hooked right, to say the least.
Fall back to Tulia and go east. That time I got back to Tulia, I was just... No visibility due to rain.
QSL, understand. I've got quite a bit of rain and B-size hail occasionally at the moment, but quite a bit of rain coming down.
Good, because if you hit it right, you may hit a spot like I hit it. We hit here on 27 with the hail on the road.
I'm going to be on the lookout for it. I'm coming up to 86 at the moment, so I'll be heading west on Highway 86 here momentarily.
Hit cross 86 to your east or west.
Lights flashing around the outside of it so you can see it, the heavy rain. Very, very good idea since this is a dead end. Man, it's almost raining so hard I can't see the road.
But I ran into Tulia. So, Chris, did you see that one I saw there in Hereford? That was an iffy one, but, you know, I had good rotation on the ground, and I was too close, I couldn't see up.
No, I believe you were correct. We did have rotation on the ground and in the funnel up above. I've got some good photos of it. Yeah, we were right there at Highway 60 and... 15th Street intersection next to some grain elevators as that went by.
I just couldn't see what was up above it. I kept trying to get out from under that thing, and once I got under it, I didn't seem to be able to get out from under it.
Where were you at?
Went by mile marker 97.
No, I mean, when you called that in.
I was just out of those grain elevators.
So we were probably less than 500 feet apart then. Alan, how you doing back there? Yeah, it sounds like Nichols. Be careful.
Screen 1 minute, turned around and do some work, turned back around and we had a warning out on it. It's like, where'd this come from?
Which one? The one that just came out of Herbert?
I mean, 1 minute there wasn't anything out there, and then it wasn't 5-10 minutes later this thing was up and going.
Yeah, and it took quite an interesting track, too. Kept us all running in circles, didn't it?
It started out real slow. You know, it's like, am I going to make it by this thing into Hereford? Just basically sitting there, moving northeast, and start making that right turn and speeding up.
Yeah, I really thought we were going to do something at Nazareth earlier, but it just kind of fizzled out.
I'm straight into Julia, or do you make the turn there at Nazareth and go north?
I went about 10 miles north out of Nazareth and then backtracked and pretty much stayed on 385 all the way.
DC5, BCA, man, it has snowed over here.
BPA, WS5R. Got hail on the road?
You cannot see the road. It's not very deep. About, you know, maybe a half inch at each coverage, but you can't see the road. You just flat can't see it.
This thing's putting out anything very big, but it's putting out a heck of a lot of it.
Roger, it's all probably half inch or maybe 3/4 inch, but there's a lot of it. I'm going pretty slow, relatively speaking. I'm starting to run into the fog you guys reported. I'll put it this way, guys. I'm not a four-wheel drive because of the ice.
It's still hailing there?
Roger, roger. Not as heavy as it was, but it's still hailing.
What mile marker are you at, Alan?
I don't know. I don't see any. I'm on 86, east of Tilly a little ways. Probably 6-7 miles still, but I don't really see any mile mark. Good. Golly, it got deep here. Hold on. I'm sliding right now. I gotta slow down. There we go. If I come across a mile marker, I'll tell you, but it's just real foggy. I've got breaks of the clouds to my southwest, but I'm in about 2 inches of hail right now, going about 15 miles an hour.
There's a rainbow for you on the other side, Alan.
I'll look for it here in a little bit.
KE5 UJV Mobile.
KC5 BPA.
I was just going to see if any of you guys have made it to that storm that was headed towards Wayside. If y'all come up 207 North, be careful. There's rocks that have slid off in the canyon on 207.
Yeah, well, we're west of there, around I-27, so that won't be a problem for us.
Roger, roger. You guys be careful. KC5 UJV monitoring.
KC5 BP, appreciate that. Boy, the calves down here got beat pretty good. They're all up against the fence. They don't look like they're in too good shape right now. There's several baby calves, and they don't look too good.
Would you like if somebody was throwing ice balls at you?
I can one bit, say the least. Not one bit. Something. I can tell you about how deep the hail is now, about 3 inches deep, I'd say. I just passed somebody creeping along like I am, and his roots are probably 2 to 3 inches deep.
Over on 27 for a bit there.
Sir, I haven't seen hail this deep in a little while. But at least I'm out of most of the heavy rain. At least for the time being, I've got clearing skies off to the west here, so that's a good sign.
The break from the hail as you get towards Tulia. Until you get out of Tulia and about 6 miles north of there.
QSL, well, the hail's quit. And really, the rain's quit, except for real, real light rain, a little misty rain. But yeah, the hail's finished.
Hail on the road. By now, hopefully, they got it halfway cleared by vehicles going up it.
QSL, I got cows on the road right here. Up in front of me, so I gotta slow down a little bit. WX5R and K5ZRT, KC5BPAI reported the sheriff, cows on the road and everything, so yeah, I'm sure they'll take care of it.
You can't use a medical malpractice suit for cows on the road, I found out.
Thank goodness it wasn't raining so I could see them, otherwise that would have been a mess.
Heck to hit it in that rain and hail you're in.
That looks like they've got a rancher on the scene here, so.
Guys, I'm around the corner from the house, so. Alan, be careful coming in. Chris, it's been fun. We'll see y'all next time. WS5R.
Hey, Ben. We'll do it next time. Probably next week sometime. I think we're going to be safe for a little while. But we'll see you later. KC5BPA.